Step 5. Admit to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step 5. Daunting but hopeful. From Rob T. in Bristol. There have been some big changes in my life recently. I moved to the other side of the world, became a father and started a new job. Half measures avail us nothing, right? All the external changes that were happening has set in motion a whole bunch of internal changes too. Having wanted to face fears and live a life full of adventure, I found myself facing other parts of my personality that I hadn't seen or been willing to look at before. I was suddenly faced with sides of myself that I didn't like, were causing me resentments, fear, and making me say and feel things I didn't want to. Perfectionism, drive and ambition, and the need for admiration and approval were defects of characters or shortcomings that had been making me feel safe and in control for a long time. I've often returned again and again to the pamphlet on emotional sobriety, reminding myself that urges for complete approval, utter security and perfect romance are attitudes that still rule me, but surface during periods of change or stress or difficulty to remind me that I have more work to do. I'd got to another stage in my sobriety in which more letting go and letting God was required. It's said in the big book that we have tapped a limitless load and that more will be revealed, but I have to admit that seeing parts of myself that were uncomfortable, painful and scary made me want to put the genie back in the bottle and pretend I didn't need to grow anymore through the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. However, the program has taught me that I have to remain open, honest and willing if I am to live the promises. I love the new freedom and happiness AA and my faith in a higher power has brought me over the years, but I have to continue to honestly admit my faults. This simple spiritual solution and practical program of action has directed me again and again to doing the work. Usually, started by doing the next right thing. So it was with an open, honest heart that I talked to my sponsor of many years about character defects that sounded so childish, pathetic and insurmountable. Honesty was at the heart of the matter. I always thought that I was an honest person with high standards and values which I purported to live by. It turned out that I expected the world to live up to these extravagantly high, unachievable, an ever-changing set of moral codes. But I didn't. The denial at the heart of alcoholism protected me for some time against my own lies, deceit, stealing and cheating. My life before AA was the usual fare of selfishness, fear and dishonesty. It wasn't until I came into the rooms of AA that I could even begin to look honestly at my life. Walking through the door was perhaps the first honest step I'd ever taken, tentatively admitting that I may have a problem. Once I'd taken the first step and honestly admitted, alongside my fellow AA members, that I'm Rob and I'm an alcoholic, I'd opened myself up to the possibility of change, a change in my need to drink, and a change in my outlook, emotions and attitudes. When I'd committed to turn my will and life over to the care of God in step 3, I took another step towards what I know now is a lifelong journey of spiritual growth. The real reasons why I drank, the fear, that evil corroding thread, the resentments, denial, shame, guilt and remorse that ran through every and all of my life became alarmingly apparent in my step four. This honest appraisal about the real causes and conditions of my thinking and behaviour had to be shared in order to be effective. AA literature talks of humility and honesty, of a clear recognition of who and what we really are. Step five was daunting, but hopeful. I hated the thought of admitting my deepest, darkest, dirtiest secrets to another human being. But I knew deep down that there was a real possibility that I could be relieved of the shame, guilt, fear and remorse that had been my constant companion and rock around my neck for as long as I can remember. Step five reminds us that it's only by holding back nothing that we can set foot on the road to straight thinking, solid honesty and genuine humility. I read and my sponsor listened. Not only did he bear witness, helping me to lift a weight from my shoulders, but he reiterated the unique bond that one alcoholic has with another. He remains the only person in the world who knows absolutely everything about me, much more than my wife, my friends or my family. This honest relationship continues to this day, with my sponsor showing me time and time again that once I begin to look honestly at myself, I can accept myself and the world around me, and that from there I can begin to change. It's been difficult to even begin facing parts of myself that I don't want to. It's been hard to talk about them and make sense of them, but it is through practicing the honesty in step five again and again that I have found spiritual growth, the necessary personality change, and committed to the limitless expansion the big book talks about. I made a commitment to myself in early recovery that I would not let my fear, defects of character, and procrastination limit my new life. I picked up a drink when I was 13. I was just shy of 30 when I arrived at the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous. And all that time I was limited by fear, dishonesty and selfishness that led me again and again to the bottle and oblivion. Now, in recovery, I have another man who continues to help me take my personal inventory, grow both spiritually and as a man, and shows me, time and time again, through action and service in his own life, that I do not ever have to be alone, and that I can quit the deadly business of living alone with my conflicts. Since I've come into recovery, I found a new freedom and a new happiness. All this time I've been able to face life on life's terms, good, bad and indifferent, and found that there is nothing in life that, with the help of the power found in the fellowship, the steps and the God of my understanding, I cannot handle. And so, even though the changes seem sometimes overwhelming and insurmountable, all I have to do is pick up the phone, practice honesty and humility with my sponsor, and I can tap into the spiritual solution, the inner resource that is at the heart of step five. End.